Now let's go shopping at the butcher shop. Sam the Butcher was a regular character on the classic TV show The Brady Bunch.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Mr. Brady.
Say, that was a great roast we had the other night.
Thanks. This ain't a bad little lamb shop right here, either.
Laugh track. Neighborhood butchers are few and far between these days, and that's a problem now that demand for locally raised meat is rising. There's not only a shortage of trained meat cutters, there are not enough small-scale slaughterhouses. North Country Public Radio's David Summerstein reports.
It's Lamb Day at the State University of New York's meat lab in Cobleskill, a little town near Albany. Guys in white smocks and hard hats haul carcasses out of the cooler. They slaughtered the animals yesterday. Instructor Clint Lane runs through the cut list.
All the riblets, we're going to pull the flank off of them, cut them in half for riblets.
The students slice the carcasses on the bandsaw. They paid $3,000 for a month of killing, cutting, and grinding up beef, pork, and lamb. There's Fred Beckman, who's worked in Manhattan's fanciest restaurants and wants to sell his own foie gras, terrines, and sausages.
There's nothing that's more satisfying than biting into something that has a great deal of good fat.
And Tom Akampora, a construction worker who wants to build a slaughterhouse next to his home.
Walk out in the morning with a cup of coffee and start doing some cleanup and get going at my own leisure.
The local food movement is driving more farmers to raise animals for meat. But between farm and table is a bottleneck, a shortage of small slaughterhouses serving small farms, especially in the Northeast. Tom Vilsack is the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture.
What we need is for that smaller operator who may have 100 acres or 150 acres, he would like to have the opportunity to take and raise a few cattle or a few hogs and be able to slaughter them and sell them locally. To do that, you have to have an infrastructure.
There's a couple reasons for the shortage. Hundreds of slaughterhouses went out of business in the 1990s after new technical regulations took effect. Betsy Hodge of Cornell Cooperative Extension says they make what's known as an abattoir costly to build and daunting to run.
They're put in there for safety reasons, but they are sort of overwhelming for these smaller slaughterhouse operators to handle.
Also, the craft of butchery is becoming scarce. It used to be aspiring knife men apprenticed with a butcher or in the meat department of the neighborhood grocer. But meat cutting has industrialized. Plants in the Midwest slaughter and cut up tens of thousands of animals a day. At the meat lab, director Eric Shelley teaches his students about every step, from food safety and humane animal handling to how to cook different cuts.
What is this part?
Shelley drills a student on the lamb's basic parts, or primals.
What was the primal up here?
Sirloin. No.
What is it on you?
Shoulder.
Next one.
Rib.
And then it goes into the loin. Right.
Shelley used to work at Walmart, where, like most supermarkets today, meat arrives pre-cut into the primals.
Basically, it comes out of a box. You've got to know which end to start cutting and then just start cutting. Whether it's on a saw or with a knife, the skill of knowing where that part came off and how to get it from a carcass has left.
Jason Kramer wraps and labels shank cuts, the final product. He wants to start a slaughterhouse on the farm where he works near Buffalo. They breed and raise 300 Hereford cattle, but they have to truck them to Pennsylvania for butchery.
It's just a shame to see it go out of state and to go into these big factories and get mixed in with all this other meat when it should be sold, in my eyes, it should be sold locally because we put so much time and effort into the animals.
The federal government is taking small steps to help meat stay local. The USDA is offering grants for mobile slaughterhouses, an abattoir on wheels that goes from farm to farm. Meat lab director Eric Shelley says more than half of his graduates work in the industry today, starting to fill in the gap left by the disappearance of Sam the Butcher. For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein in Canton, New York.